Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Live and Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy.
We are so sorry that we're late, guys.
A little bit of technical difficulties again.
Yeah, so basically what happened is we are literally camping in the middle of the Isle of Skye. And what happened? We recorded a full episode super, super last minute. Like we were like, it just took us that long to be able to like have signal and have the time to do it because it has been so hectic. And we're like, fine, if we record it, listen to it back and then publish it, we'll have it in on time for Australian audiences.
We were ready.
We listened to it back. It was great. And then we basically like went to upload the file to like Apple and Spotify and everything where we put it. And it had this weird echo over it that we couldn't work out where it came from.
Like an intense echo. Like yeah. We were recording in a motherfucking cathedral.
Yeah, it was inaudible.
It was not good. So we're so sorry. We had maybe like 45 minutes where we could have made it.
Yeah.
But we were like, if we try and rush this, it's going to be shit.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to listen to it back. We're just going to have to like upload it and hope for the best, which we both didn't really want to do.
No.
So we were like, you know what? First time ever we've been late, mm-hmm. but it just had to happen and mm-hmm. we're very sorry and
it is what it is. And like I feel like our podcast episodes are a bit like penises. It is quality over quantity.
I disagree. It's quantity over quality.
Well, that's okay.
For penises, not podcasts.
Well, that's yeah.
Well, that's by the by.
Anyway.
I digress.
Anyway, hey guys, we're back at it again. Oh, that was really loud. Sorry. We can't find fucking microphones. That's a whole other thing. We are literally podcasting on the go. We'll upload a video of the cabin we're in because we are in a tiny little cabin.
It's so cute. It's a little camping pod.
It's so cute, but it's nowhere near like our beautiful little at-home studio setup we usually have going on. But
I know.
Anyway, that's 2 minutes of excuses as to why.
Yeah, we are going to try and figure out the mic situation, but we have we've tried the best we can with the ones that we've bought. Turns out we need something else. We can't find it. We've had no access mm-hmm. to being able to find it so far. Mm. And we'll keep figuring it out as we go.
It's just classic like technology, hey, how it's like you buy one thing and you think it's the right thing and then you have to buy something else to go with it to make it work. And then there's one more thing because that was the wrong thing. And it's just extortionate.
And it's like, why? Why did we even fucking bother in the first place? Like, ugh.
Anyway, okay, so roster updates, my love.
Okay, I think you should jump in first because I've got a bit of a bomb to drop.
Oh yeah, we've got some bombshells to drop on this episode. Okay, so for those of you who have caught up and been listening as per usual, I've been crushing on someone named the Floppy Head Idiot for a while.
Oh, and how floppy he is.
No, he's not floppy.
No, his hair is.
His hair is.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. There's just, like, so I left Australia and it was all pretty hot and heavy, like, some big feelings involved, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been over a week since I last heard from him. And I'm thinking the perspective is doing me a lot of good because I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm just like realizing it's not like what's been put down is not really what I want. And I just, you know, there's
lots. You deserve more.
Yeah, I want more. I deserve more. And it's like, it's not like I was settling for absolute shit because he's a great person. But like what he's mm-hmm. capable of delivering in terms of a relationship is not it. It is not going to fulfill me at this point in time. And like, I don't know, like, I feel like if I really, 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 like, had allowed myself to like him, I'd be, like, missing him and sad that we haven't spoken for a week, but, like, my brain is empty, like, my heart doesn't hurt, I'm not thinking about him, I'm not, like, wondering what he's doing, why he hasn't texted or anything like that, I'm just, like, whatever. And like I said to you yesterday, like I'm literally just thinking about how there is no one in my life right now that I'm excited about or crushing on or anything like that. I'm just like sort of floating right now because there's no one making me excited, but also no one giving me anxiety.
Yeah, which is not the worst thing, to be fair. And also, I feel like before you left Australia, we did kind of say, like, this trip is, like, a good time for you to take a step back, have some space, and be like, okay, is this what I really want? Is this going to go somewhere? Or is this going to be you putting up with what he's able to give, which is essentially the bare minimum at the moment, for the foreseeable future until he kind of, like, figures out his shit and is able to give you more than that. I think you've just kind of like, I mean, you're back in Scotland, it's your happy place.
Exactly.
And like, I'm heart is full anyway.
Yeah, I'm just like happy to be here and I'm really not thinking about anything else other than like how much I fucking love it here.
Yeah,
like that's all I can think about while I'm here is just like I love Scotland. Like this is just my happy place, my absolute refuge.
Like, she's literally been beaming, guys. Like, I haven't seen someone glow in such fucking shit weather. Like, I see Liv fucking glow in the rain and wind, and I'm just, like, out here crying. Like, take me to a sunny beach.
Well, like, that's you're loving the thing. It. I did tell you, like, you haven't seen me happy until you've seen me in Scotland.
Yeah, well, I have seen you in Scotland before, but we were both drunk the whole time.
Yeah, so. we were so young. Yeah. But, yeah, anyway,
whippersnappers.
What else? So there was three things. So fucking head idiot. Oh my god. So the other morning before we left your parents.
Surprise phone call.
I had a surprise phone call. So it was like 5:45 in the morning and I was in the middle of like a really weird dream. But for some reason, like my phone was ringing and I knew who it was before I even looked at my phone. Like it was just this weird little like half asleep psychic moment. And it was Mr. Athlete. So if you guys have listened to the first episode, you'll know that Mr. Athlete and I have, like, been hanging out since October, but, like...
I don't think we have actually talked about him since the first episode, right?
No, no.
It's been a while.
Yeah, so we were hanging out pretty consistently, like, October through to, like, December, and then it was, like, one more time in January, and then I haven't really heard from him since.
Mm.
So it was a bit of, like, a random phone call to get. I didn't answer it because I was asleep, and I sort of sat, like, lying awake for 15 minutes being like, why is he calling me? And, like, I just had, like, anxiety. Like, I wasn't sure if, like... an article had come out or something, but I was just like, oh my god, like, I just automatically thought, like, it can't be a good thing that he's calling me now.
Yeah, you were like, this is bad news, what's happening?
Yeah, so I messaged back, like, hey, like, I'm in Scotland, I have no reception, is everything alright? And he was like, yeah, just calling to see how you are. Like, okay, like, sweet, but just, like, a bit random. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you? And, like, no reply. So I'm like, what the fuck? It was, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Sydney. So I'm like...
Well, it's quite a respectful booty call, to be fair.
Yeah, like, if it was a booty call, it was, like, okay. He, like, I don't even know. It was just a bit odd, but...
Missing that golden pussy, guys.
Yeah, it was... Look, it was lovely. And then, what else? There was one more. Oh, my God. So... I don't want to, like, shit on this guy because, like, good on him for shooting his shot.
Oh.
But you know when somebody just, like, doesn't take a hint that you're not interested?
Like, it's, yeah. Mm. This one is, I named him Thirsty Boy.
Yeah,
because I don't know, like, how else you would describe him. So, yeah.
Yeah. So he's, like, he's sort of, like, I see him out and about a fair bit, but I've, like, heard, like, I don't know, like, he's, like, slid into the DMs for a while now, and I've just sort of been polite, and, like, because I see him a lot, like, at parties and stuff, so I've been polite, like, yeah, but, like, absolutely, like, not leading him on or giving him any ideas, and just, like, sort of trying to brush it off as politely as I can.
I mean, I feel like, as well, he always tries to, like, hit on you when we see him out.
But, like,
so the fact that it's never gone anywhere, it's like, I mean, you've never given him the impression it ever would.
No,
you know,
when I, like, most of the times that I've seen him, I've either been with, like, a boy, like, I've been out, like, out on the town with a man, And it's like, why aren't you sort of, like, I don't know. I'm like, why are you still hitting on me when I'm here with a boy?
Yeah, because he's thirsty.
I know. And
man, I'm just parched.
Anyway, so it got to a point where I was annoyed enough because he's just got really shit banter. Like, he's got no crack. Like, he's
absolutely crackless. Honestly.
He's like, I'm in Scotland, like running around the Highlands, and he's in Sydney sending me pictures of bottles of whiskies in bottle-os, being like, when you get home. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, whiskey in a bottle shop, like, groundbreaking.
Thank you, he's
been on a reality TV show. I think he was on like one or two episodes of some show that I've never seen, and like, he references it all the time. Like, he sent me, like, he's like, what's it called, like, it's like, like a,
it's like a reality person's IMDb.
Yeah, essentially. I don't know. Like, it was like a Fanopedia or something like that. And I was
it was that. That's even worse. Something
along those lines. And I was like, cool. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not into this shit.
You're like, did you create this profile yourself?
It's just like, not my vibe. Is like, people trying to exploit, like, literally being on a show for like a few minutes. Like, I know that I talk about like maths and stuff all the time, but that's because it was huge and life-changing and detrimental, and it was just like this huge traumatic experience in my life. It's not something that I milk for the fame of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, and so when other people do that, I find it so yucky.
Well, especially when it's like two episodes of a show that
I've never seen.
People don't really watch, so
yeah. Like, I'm sure people watch it, but like, I don't. So if you're gonna make jokes and references and shit, like, I'm not gonna get it. Like, maybe gauge if I've seen the show.
Yeah,
but anyway, he's really young, and he finally like annoyed me enough to the point where I'm just like not responding. I'm like not being polite now, because he hasn't been nasty or anything. He's just like really not picking up what I'm putting down, and what I'm putting down is, I'm not interested.
It's literally like, you give an inch, they take a mile. Totally. Like, that is how his banter works.
Yeah, you just be polite. Like, what was it? I said the other day, like, when I was still, like, talking to, like, the floppy-haired idiot, he was like, I don't know, he said something really suggestive, and I was like, I am seeing someone. Like, I have a man in my life. And he was like, oh, well, is he going to care that if he, like, goes through your phone and sees you messaging me? And I was like, no, because there's nothing here.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing of this conversation. And it was just like, he just hasn't stopped anyway, but like, I've stopped replying now because it just got so whatever. And I've sent a screenshot into our girls group chat.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, like, this guy's like officially annoying me now. And a couple of the other girls all wrote back, be like, yeah, he slid into my DMs too.
Yeah.
So like, man is just like thirsty and trying to like get some publicity by going after like reality TV girls, and it's like, man, I'm doing my best to become irrelevant here. Like, if you're trying to like use me for publicity, you are barking up the wrong tree, homie.
I mean, he's a bit much. Like,
but like, he's just,
I don't know. I found it quite funny when I met him though, because he just has like weird banter, and he obviously thinks he's quite funny.
Yeah, he thinks he's hilarious.
But then, I don't get it at all, and it's just really awkward, and like, yeah, no.
Like, I'm pretty intelligent, but it fucking goes over my head because I think he's just like on another planet.
He's just weird, yeah. But not like good weird. Like, I love weirdos. I'm fucking weird, but like, yeah.
Look, I'm sure there's girls out there that'll find him hilarious and think that like everything he says is the best thing ever, but like, it's just not me.
Yeah, nah.
Anyway, so that's literally all my interactions with men. I feel like I haven't done like a good thorough roster update for a while, so that felt kind of good.
Oh, yeah. Let it out, girl. Let it out.
But Lucy, you have some news.
Oh my God. Okay. So if you're a regular listener, or if you listened to our last episode, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you will know, when we were in Italy, I fell in love with an Italian. Shocking, shocking, I know.
Who's known as the Italian on this podcast, because we Italian. Know we love a code name.
Yeah, so he'll just be the Italian, because there hasn't been any other Italians. He is the first. He's my first.
Not in the bed, obviously, because she's a whore.
Thank you so much, Liv. Thank you for that little tidbit.
You're welcome.
She's not wrong. However, so, okay. So, this week, so obviously we left Italy. We've been travelling around Scotland. And me and the Italian said we'd stay in touch. Well, actually, more than that, we kind of had a moment where we kind of discussed exclusivity.
Yeah, we were, like, in the airport going from Brindisi to Rome, and my mum and I were like, Lucy, ask him to be your boyfriend right now.
Yeah, because we'd had this exclusivity chat, and I was like, yeah, I'm, like, down with that, because, like, I'm so into him. And then, I learned on Duolingo how to ask him how to be my boyfriend in Italian, so I did that, because I thought adorable. And, yeah, obviously he was like, yes, like, fuck yeah. And that was that. And then, yeah, the other day, what day was it? It doesn't matter. But anyway.
It all just melts into one at this point.
Oh, do you know what? It was Saturday because we went to the distillery. It was like the perfect day.
No, he messaged you on Friday.
Oh, so right. You're so right. Okay. So it was on Friday. He messaged me and was like, he drops a, we need to talk. Now.
Mate, you are asking for blood. If you say, we need to talk, and I'm like, what? And someone is like, later. I'm breaking up with you right there and then. I can't live with the anxiety.
It's no way to live. Do not do that unless you can follow it up with a conversation within the next hour. I'm saying hour. Like,
no.
Any longer than that, you're taking the actual piss.
You have 2 minutes with me.
Yeah. So, okay, fair. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I'm reasonable. So, yeah. So then he's like, oh, I'm at work. I can't talk. Like, I'll call you later. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. So I like go through the biggies. I'm like, do you have a wife? Do you have children? Like, not that these, like, it's not a deal breaker if you have kids or not, but like,
if you're, like,
I'm
getting,
like, is it something big, you know?
And like, even the wife thing, like, are you going through a divorce? Like, that's fine. Yeah. Well, it sucks, but it's fine. But, like,
it's a big thing to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, so I got a fuck nose from all of those. And I thought, oh, well, it can't be that bad, can it? So then I literally start running through my head. I'm like, okay, is he fresh out of prison? Like, what's going on? My head is doing the most. And then, yeah, it gets to a point where I'm just like, oh, fuck this. Like, I didn't even want to speak to him when he finished work. I was just like, don't even call me. Like, I'm going to bed. And then I, like, couldn't sleep, and I was just like, oh, you know what, just, like, text me, like, tell me what it is. So I, like, woke up to a message the next morning, and it was like, okay, so obviously when we met, like, because we met by me hitting on him, being like, are you single? He was like, I kind of was, like, caught in the moment. I just said yes, and I wanted to, like, get to know you and stuff, so I didn't feel like I could tell you, but I technically have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a bit of that awkward moment when you find out your boyfriend has a secret girlfriend.
We love that. It's so funny.
So cute.
What a fun game to play.
So, like, I was like, what the actual fuck? And, yeah, was that, I think in, like, initially I was just like, wow, what the fuck, like, kind of don't speak to me. And then I was like, no, I need to know, like, for how long, like, what is the situation? And basically turns out she lives in his hometown where he's from. So where we met in southern Italy is, like, where he's been working for the last while. And yeah, this girlfriend, they've been together for 5 years, and he didn't really, like, see a future or whatever because they don't see each other often. They haven't seen each other in a long time, so he was like, I kind of just thought it was, like, done, and I hadn't, like, ended it because he hadn't seen her. But then, I mean, you would still be like, if you'd met someone else, you would still be like, okay, well, I'm going to do the right thing and break up with my girlfriend I do anything about it.
This
you know?
Is the thing. I think if somebody asks you, like, hey, are you single? And you're not, but you say that you are, that's when you go home and break up with your partner because you know you don't want to be in a relationship with them. If you're lying about being in a relationship, you don't want to be in that relationship.
Yeah. Even if you're feeling that level of interest for getting to know someone else, then you know you're not in a relationship you're supposed to be in because mm-hmm. that you shouldn't be looking elsewhere if it's the right fit.
He should have been done with her the second that you guys planned a date.
Yeah.
That's just where he's fucked up big time.
Yeah. Like, it's... And also, it kind of felt like... Because, obviously, we're such girls, and, like, feminists, and yay women, and it's, like, I wasn't given a choice in that situation of what ended up then happening to her, and it felt like I didn't, like, consent to this, like...
Like, well, that's, like, how I feel about, like, the Scotsman last year. Like, I didn't consent to being a side piece.
Exactly.
Like, you have a pregnant girlfriend at home, and you're out running around the fucking Scottish Highlands with me.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have been given the option to either, like, be a side piece or walk away, because I know, like, obviously I would walk away, but, like, it's the worst when you don't fucking know what someone is making you be.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I had no fucking clue. And also, like, my bullshit radar is normally like, pew, 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 pew. So I was, like, so taken aback that I did not see this coming. So anyway, what kind of ended up happening was he broke up with her. I also didn't really like his reaction to it, in that he was a bit kind of like, oh, well, you know, like, I didn't have to tell you and you would have never known. Which is true, but it's not what I want to hear.
It doesn't make it okay.
No, it doesn't. I was like, I literally was like, do you want a medal? Like, what do you want? Like, do you want a prize for...
Yeah, like, oh, you...
Oh, you told the truth eventually.
Yeah, like, oh, you cheated on your girlfriend of 5 years and then confessed to me about it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it okay. That doesn't mean that I can't be pissed off at you for it.
100%. Like, I was... So that actually pissed me off more than anything. And then,
well not more than anything,
but it did piss me off, because I was just like no, you're still in the wrong, and if you don't think you're in the wrong, then that's a fucking huge red flag.
So
because the thing is like, I can understand relationships being done before they're done. Can't understand lying about it. I can understand it. I can't get behind it.
No.
Yeah. And I can't let it go either. Like,
fair.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, basically, I told him to stop speaking to me. I was like, arrivederci, I'm deleting Duolingo. And I fucking meant it. I didn't delete Duolingo on the spot, however, because I was currently on like an 8-day streak.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to put myself through that, because I'd been doing really well at my Italian learning.
Can we just like tell them how iconic that conversation actually went though?
Oh, it actually was.
So Lucy was like, arrivederci, I'm deleting Duolingo. And he was like, hey, no, like, Italian is such a beautiful language. I would recommend that you keep on learning it. And Lucy just goes, I'm done with Italians.
And he's like, no, all Italians are not like me. And I was just like, not what I heard, boo. Also, no, I'm sure they're not. But like, I love Gino Di Campo.
But we were just really mad at him at that moment.
Yeah, I needed to like let it out. Oh yeah, like his name in my phone was Mia More, because I'm pathetic, and I instantly changed it to Italian prick, and I stand by it. So yeah, basically that happened, and I kind of just like left it there, like that was done. And then yeah, he was kind of like doing the most to like come back for forgiveness. Yeah. And I was kind of like suckered back into kind of talking to him again and like seeing where things are at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for me, it's just like, I never feel like this.
Yeah.
And it's like a big deal to me, and it was like really, I was like really hurt about it. I cried three tears.
How many out of which eye?
Two out my right, one out my left.
There we go. That's how you know it's real.
Yeah, in a bath. And then I was like, get the fuck over it, we're going whiskey tasting and you're gonna be fine. And I was. But I was also sad and I missed him, and I just couldn't stop thinking about him. And I was a bit like, you know, I don't know, like, at least he did tell me. I know that sounds like so fucking bare minimum, but I think just knowing how often men lie about any and everything, I was like, okay, yeah, he really could have continued to lie about it, and I wouldn't have had a clue, and we would still be in this like little loved up bubble. So I think there's just like a huge part of me that is like, I feel like I have to give it a chance and see it through. And you know what? I might be a dumb fuck. I probably am.
Just but... he has broken up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, so they're donezo.
So now they're both free and single to do what they want.
Yeah.
So you may as well, like, while you've still got the feelings and things like that, and like you having feelings for a man like this is so rare. I think you really just have to go with your instincts, and your instincts are telling you to see it through and see what this could be. And if it all ends in tears, at least you tried. But I think go for it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that trust has to be rebuilt. I feel like it's annoying because, like, when you finally, like, let go and start trusting your gut on things and then something like that happens, I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I knew I couldn't trust my gut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just and then, don't be too hard on yourself, though.
But it sets you back, doesn't it? And I think, I don't know. I don't know if I'll trust him or not. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere.
Can we just say, though, last night, so he didn't reply to her goodnight text, and so she was in a fucking strop.
To be fair, I was in a strop because we'd fucked up the episode and I was annoyed because it was kind of my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault, but it was, just a weird technology glitch. But she was in a strop, and then he didn't text her back goodnight, so she was, like, extra pissy with him. And she's like, he's probably out, like hooking up with other girls and doing this and doing that. And then he messaged her this morning with, like, I had a dream that we were married and it was so beautiful. So this poor dude, well, not poor dude. Like, let's not go that far. But, like, he's just asleep in bed dreaming of Lucy and she's sitting here seething. Like, he's probably out there fucking other chicks.
I was planning how to castrate him.
You should be already, because what's happened anyway.
No, I did. I found out about his girlfriend, I planned like slicing his penis like prosciutto.
Nice.
Like wafer thin.
Salami.
Yeah. No, thinner prosciutto. Ooh, it's like more cuts.
What's the prosciutto that's round? Because it'd be round. It'd be a round cut, right?
Yeah, but like, is there one that's round and that thin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't think of it. Mortadella.
Oh no, mortadella is the one with the, it's like ham and then it's got the fat nuts in it.
I thought it was nuts.
I think you're right. I think it is nuts. Yeah. Anyway, I love that.
Get the testicles in
that
there.
That was
too.
So nice. Yeah, yeah.
Anywho, we're just naming Italian meat. anyway, so he's had a narrow escape from castration.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated. We'll
keep you updated.
We'll see how it goes.
It's messy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I think you just have to go with your gut and, like, see it through.
Yeah.
Lord knows. I've gone through some shit and just pushed through and had relationships after a lot of messy getting together stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's never a good way to start, is it?
From my experience, I'm going to tell a little story time on my end here.
I love this one.
I'm, like, sitting in my pajamas and I can feel my thong hanging out the back of my...
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Your ass is out. It's like... I thought you were, like, taking your bra off. I was like, why is your bra still on?
My bra is very much off. But I'm just, like, feeling my thong hanging out the back of my, trousers. So in terms of getting together, being a messy debacle... So my 5-year relationship started. What should I codename him?
Ooh,
the gingerbread man.
Yeah, I like that. So, he looks exactly like a gingerbread man, guys.
Because he's ginger. But yeah, no.
And
so,
he's like little and stocky.
He's so stocky.
Yeah.
Bless him. So I first met the gingerbread man when I was 21. I think maybe just turned 22, and we were together on and off from 22 until I was 26. But yeah, then, like, still
it was a long time.
Yeah, still, like, sleeping together until, like, September of last year. So it's been, like,
Oh, it was that fresh.
Yeah, it's like...
I thought, like... Oh, I don't know why, but I thought the last time you slept with him was pre-maths.
No. Okay. No. So... Yeah, no. Like,
okay,
I went to my nana's funeral and got really sad. And then,
Yeah.
Had a little stumble and a tumble. Whatever
gets you through.
Gets you through. And it's just, like, familiar and comforting. So it's, like, whatever.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A nice little return visit.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I'm sure, like, my family would just be, like, mortified that that's how, like, anyway.
Hey, babe, you got to grieve. You got to grieve in your own way.
Anyway, so I met the gingerbread man. We're both working at a restaurant together, but he was night staff and I was day staff. So I would just, like, work all day and stay for as late as I possibly could into my shift because, like, I never wanted to be cut early or anything because I wanted to, like, stay for, like, the day staff and night staff, like, trading.
The crossover, yeah.
Yeah, and he, like, loved 1 Million, like, by Paco Rabanne, and it got to the point where, like, I would be able to smell 1 Million from, like, miles away, and I'd be like, he's coming, oh my god, and I'd get all excited and cute, and like,
that was like the sexy boy smell when I was a teenager. Yeah. I was like, oh, you'd smell that, like, walking down the street and you'd be like, oh, even if he looked like a troll.
There's something. So anyway, we're not gonna get into that, but so I was crushing on him so hard, and this is before I had my gastric sleeve surgery, so I just really liked him. We eventually started hanging out and sleeping together. And I was like, I want to be exclusive. And he was like, I don't want a girlfriend. So classic. In my, like, delusional, like, just state, I was like, okay, so we're together, but, like, we're exclusive, but we're not, like, boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, that's okay. I can live with that for now. No, I should have taken, like, I don't want a girlfriend as, like, I don't want to be exclusive. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want anything. I just want to, like, sleep with you and sleep with other people and just, like,
have my cake and eat it.
Yeah, which he's totally entitled to do that, but there was just a complete misunderstanding with that. So I later found out after about 6 months of sleeping together that he was sleeping with, like, another girl at work, and it just ended really badly. I had never hated anyone more in my entire life at that point. I quit my job to get away from the whole situation. I went off. I had my gastric sleeve. I started working all these other jobs, like working for a lingerie company and another restaurant, and got my driving instructing license and just, like, you know, like, really made it happen for myself. I lost 50 kilos. It was all pretty hectic.
She was feeling herself. She was in a good moment of getting her shit together.
So then, so I had my gastric sleeve operation in the April, and then in the October, he messaged me like, hey, what's doing? And I just, like, got in my head, and I was like, I'm going to go over there. Like, he had this, like, big fun share house. So I was like, I'm going to go over to the share house. It was called the White House. Like, it was very cool. I'm going to go to the White House. I'm going to have hate sex with him.
Yeah.
He's going to see how good I look because, like, I'm all skinny and stuff. And he didn't have social media. So, like, he, like, didn't know that I'd, like, lost weight and, like, was looking gorgeous.
Right.
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to have hate sex with him. He's going to fall in love with me and I'm going to be an absolute bitch to him.
Nice.
So, and that's what I did. Like, I went over there. I had great sex with him. And then I turned around and walked out and he was just like, oh my God. He, like, didn't leave me alone. He was like, when can you come back over?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why? Because you had the power back.
Yeah.
You had your feminine power.
Totally. And then, so I got, but then I got trapped in the dick sand.
Ah, the dick sand.
So then after a few months of sleeping together again, I was like, I want a date. And he was like, no, I still don't want a girlfriend. And I was like, well, fuck. We'll see. So I didn't want to make the same mistake as before and, like, spit the dummy and walk away and leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, I'm probably staying at that, like, at the White House, like, 6 days a week. My stuff is in his room. Like, we're pretty together, but then it's not really, like, well organized. It's like when we're hanging out and shit. It's more like when it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And so I was out having some drinks with some girlfriends at the pub. and all of his housemates were out, he was banned from the pub because, of course, he
knowing
was.
What I know about this man does not surprise me.
Oh my god, no! I've got a good story about my godmother. Anyway, but my godmother was having drinks at a quiet cocktail bar, and he got kicked out. And oh my so gosh. My godmother like turned around and was like, "Is that the gingerbread man?" And she like sees the gingerbread man, be like, "Fuck you guys for kicking him out of the pub, out of the bar." And he gets his dick out and like wipes his dick all over like the glass doors out the front. My godmother's just like, oh my god, that's Liv's ex-boyfriend.
And everyone's just sore as dick.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think everyone was laughing though. I think she was the only one mortified. But but yeah,
an absolute catch, guys.
He's a character. Like sometimes he does some shit and you're like, it sounds mortifying, but then he's got like a certain charisma that like lets him get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, I for one am glad you're no longer dating him.
Oh, same.
However,
same, but it's always good for a chuckle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the particular incident that I'm going to talk about is one night I was out at the pub with my girlfriends having a drink, and all the housemates were out except for him, and the pub was closing, so the boys were like, oh, like, do you and your friends want to come back and drink at ours?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, okay, fuck yeah. So we all go back to the White House, and we're all having a few drinks and, you know, having a good chat and stuff, and the gingerbread man's there, but he's a bit off me. And, like, sometimes that would happen. Like, sometimes he'd be, like, he was very, very hot and cold at this stage.
Yeah.
Not dating, but sleeping together stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very much off me that night. And out of nowhere, this girl who I knew from, she lived down my street. She was very, very young. She would only have just been, like, freshly 18.
Mm.
If that.
And he was like, what, nearly 30?
Yeah, he would have been like 29.
Yeah.
So if I was 22, he would have been 29, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Oh, no, he would have been, I would have been 23 and he would have been 29.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he and her start making out and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, okay, like, that's why he's off me tonight, because he obviously had, like, another girl coming over.
Like, lined up, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is yucky, but I didn't want to, like, throw in the towel or anything, or I didn't want to appear bothered, so I was a bit like, I'll have my drink and, you know, finish my conversations and then I'll go home and just like leave it.
Like, you're not pushing me out of hanging out with other people. Well, yeah.
He didn't invite me over. The boys invited me over. My friends were all having a fun time, but I was like, okay, I'm not going to run away from the situation. I'm going to wait until there's a chance for me to make a graceful exit.
Mm-hmm.
I did make an exit, however, it was not graceful at all. So
I think it was better than graceful.
It was, you know what? If there was a way to exit, I'm so glad it was this one.
Me too.
But so I'm sitting on the sofa and he and her are making out and I feel like nudges and pokes at my side. And so I'm like, okay, they're trying to like make me turn around and watch them make out. Like they're trying to get my attention here. And I can take a poke and a nudge. It's never okay to physically put your hands on somebody in any capacity without their permission. But like a poke and a nudge will annoy me, but like I can take it.
Mm.
However, at some point, I don't know who did it. I don't know if it was her. I don't know if it was him. But at some point, I got pushed off the sofa and somebody had just smashed a vodka bottle by the sofa.
So I fell into it.
I got pushed into a broken vodka bottle. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. Luckily, I missed all the big bits. I just had some, like, glass, like, just stuck to my hands and feet. It wasn't, like, or my knees and my hands. It wasn't, like...
Oh, my God, though.
Yeah, but, like, so dangerous and so not okay. Yeah. So
And what, like, he just carried on getting off with her? Like, yeah. He didn't check you were okay?
No,
or like...
nobody. Like, the two of the boys, like, helped me get up and stuff, because obviously I couldn't, like, put weight, like, more weight down or anything. But, like, two of the boys, like, grabbed me by the arms and, like, pulled me back up and, like, dusted me off and stuff. But I was fucking irate.
Yeah.
I lost my shit. So I marched down to this man's bedroom, pulled out my lipstick, wrote my name all over his walls, all over the ceiling in his bedroom. Just Olivia, Olivia, Olivia.
What color?
like a dark purple, like an old, like, you know, the dark purple Kylie Jenner lip kits.
I can visualize.
Like 2016, like, I don't know. A strong color. So I absolutely lost it. Wrote my name all over the walls and ceiling. Poured an entire cruiser bottle all over the bed.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice and sticky and disgusting and wet.
Yeah.
And grabbed my clothes that were there, and as I was walking out, I said, good luck fucking her in there.
Amazing.
But, like, good luck fucking any girl in that room, because any girl that goes into that bedroom is going to be like, who the fuck's Olivia?
Yeah.
And why is she crazy?
Like, is she hiding under the bed?
Yeah. Anyway, so that was one of the many, many, many psycho things I did when he and I were in that horrible stage of, like, dating, not dating. Like, a few weeks later, I had given him one of my old phones.
Mm.
And I was sitting next to him at the dinner table, and I saw him texting this other girl, being like, I miss you, like, yeah, come over, et cetera, et cetera. So I grabbed the phone and, like, was like, oh, can I have a look? Like, what, like, I just want to check something. And he was like, yeah, yeah, and gave me the phone. And I marched out to the front yard and just, like, frisbeed the phone into the middle of the pool. I was like, see ya. Have a good night.
The fucking audacity, though, on a phone that you have given him to use.
Oh, my God. He used to do fucked things as well. Like, I'd come over after work just to have, like, a drink or something, and he'd pack my bag and put it by the front door and be like, you got to go. Someone else is coming over. Yeah. It was fucked. Like, it was so toxic and nasty, and just, like, if I saw my daughter going through this, I would, like, lose my fucking shit.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, I just stayed the course. I just kept going back. Like, he kept on, like, allowing me to come back. Like, for every, like, nasty thing we did to each other, it just, like, for some sick reason, like, just made us like each other more.
It's just that it's toxic love thing, isn't it?
Toxic.
I think sometimes, like, you can mistake toxicity for, like, passion as well. And you're like, oh, it's so passionate. It's like, no, it's just toxic as fuck. And you should get
so
out.
So gross.
Like, yeah.
It's so gross. Anyway, so I would never recommend that anybody does these sorts of things, because it's not healthy. It's not okay. But
warranted.
He did end up absolutely falling in love with me, and we did date for, what, 4 years after that, on and off, like, on and off. And when I say off, I mean, like, we'd break up, like, a week or two here and there. But, like, dated for 4 years after that, and, you know, had a very lovely relationship.
Yeah.
Like, the only times we ever broke up was because he was like, I feel like my mental health isn't good enough for, like, what you want and stuff. But,
I feel like he did a lot of shit, though. Was that all in the pre?
That was all in the pre. That was all in the, like, that horrible year of trying to get together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he was a pretty, like, he wasn't, like, the best boyfriend of all time. But, like, as much as he, because he, again, like I've said before, he didn't have the best mental health. Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact that, like, he loved me as much as he could possibly love anyone else in the world.
Mm.
And he tried his absolute best to be with me. But as far as, like, things being so toxic at the beginning, I was just, I thought that I could, but I just was never going to be able to let it go.
Yeah, no.
And it just tainted, as, like, hard as he tried, it just tainted the rest of the relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my only word of caution to you, and this whole thing with the Italian is, like, and, like, not to compare, because mine's obviously a very extreme case.
Oh, like, don't get me wrong. If there's, I already said to him, I was just like, if I ever think you've, like, lied to me again, like,
it's over.
Like, I will never speak to you again. Like, I'm, like, willing to see how it goes, but, like, I'm not out here calling him my boyfriend yet.
No.
Like, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm, like, in pretty deep, and I'm, like, I feel like I should see it through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not, like, I'm not as, like, jump in as I was when we first met.
Yeah.
Like, fair. I am just, like, my eyes are more open, and I'm, like, I'm going to do what I need to do and keep myself focused on me. And if he fits in with that, it's meant to be. And if it works out, it's meant to be. And if it doesn't, like, it's not the right one. And it's,
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it is actually kind of crazy because we did on New Year's Eve. So I went to like stay in this like cabin in the middle of nowhere with my friends, Ben, Becky, and my best friend, Hen.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky had learned how to do tarot reading.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, we need like a midnight reading for mm-hmm. the new year.
Of course.
And like, I made Becky do mine twice because it was so bad. It was like, I was like, I need to hear it again. Like, I need to see if something else comes up because I can't accept that that was my tarot. And both times she pulled up like a card that essentially meant like I was going to be a homewrecker, and another one that said like big love. So it was like, you're going to find a big love, but you're also going to be a homewrecker. And even at the time I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, I'm so not that girl. There's mm-hmm. no way this is my reading.
Mm-hmm.
And look what's fucking happened yeah. because I didn't have a clue.
You had no idea.
No,
you had no idea.
Clue.
We just want to make that really clear that like, you had zero idea. You're not gloating.
I feel sick.
Yeah.
Like, I feel sick for this girl. The first thing I did was like, Liv, we need to find out who this girl is.
I know.
We were on Facebook.
We were going through all
We were trying to find
everything.
Her. Yeah.
It's impossible to find, but we did our best. We were trying to sleuth.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as an internet sleuth as people think I am.
No, if only we had known more. But yeah, no, I like absolutely not. Do not feel okay about it, and I'm not like condoning his actions in any way whatsoever. I think it's disgusting.
He will be punished.
Oh
for
yeah,
it. He has been mildly punished for it, but he will be paying for this for a very long time.
Yeah, because it could like it could have been great. He could have had this whole like.
He could have had this.
Walls Down yeah. Lucy. Walls Down mm-hmm. Lucy is amazing.
Yes.
She's fun. She's lighthearted. She's carefree. Mm-hmm. No. You're getting like.
Walls are.
Garden wall
guarded,
Lucy.
Guarded.
Yeah. You're like, no. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But we have changing the subject. So we don't actually have ghost stories this week. We have some pretty hectic life updates for you guys.
We have big news.
Well, yeah, we do. Luce?
So, I would just like to take this moment to declare my love for Olivia Fraser. She is my soulmate.
Oh my God.
My heart's true desire. She is my left arm.
You're my right arm.
Does that mean you want to be my right arm?
I don't know.
I am right-handed, so you can be my right arm if you want.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you are my second kidney. Do you have two kidneys?
Yeah, we have two kidneys.
You are my second kidney.
Anyway, just spit it out, Liz.
Okay, so I have made the difficult decision to stay in the UK and pursue endeavours here and in Europe for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that me and my love, Liv, we will be living loose on opposite sides of the world for a little bit. I'm just going to say for now.
We're just going to cover both hemispheres. So yeah. I'll take the southern, you take the northern.
If that's what you say, I wouldn't know. I didn't do geography at school. Clearly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or science. I mean, what? Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so Lucy is going to stay in Scotland for a bit and, you know, just take over the modelling world via Europe.
She's trying. She's out here trying.
She's trying. She's trying. But there's just more work over here for you. So it just makes sense. And it would be very greedy of us Australians to try and, I don't know, kidnap you.
As much as I would love it. And also, obviously, I know you all be thinking, what about your stepchild, Stella? Because,
she's going to be very sad.
I know. I feel like I birthed her myself, even though I know for a fact that...
It was me.
It was Liv.
Obviously.
She came out of Liv's vagina.
Definitely.
And, yeah, so I'm going to... I actually can't even talk about Stella.
Don't talk
about
your cry. I can't. We don't have time for that.
I miss her a lot. I miss everyone in Australia a lot. I mean, you, I don't even know how we're going to deal with this.
We will be okay. we'll be okay. We're sisters no matter what.
Yeah.
We're fine. But Live and Loose will be continuing. This isn't the end of this. It's just going to be over Zoom or whatever.
It's going to make it work. Yeah.
It's going to work. And I think it'll be cool that we're bringing different stories to it.
And also, like, I feel like as well, because there'll be a lot of times where we'll be hearing each other's stories for the first time. Yeah. And capturing that as well. So it's still going to work. It's still going to be amazing. And as soon as we can be together again,
yeah,
I think we will be.
Yeah, I'm really considering moving to Scotland as well.
I am praying every day.
Well, like, this is the thing, because, like I said this to you yesterday, where I just, whenever I'm in Australia, I'm just, like, counting down the days until I can get back to Scotland. Whenever I'm in Scotland, I'm dreading going back to Australia. And it's not because I don't love Australia. Like, I do, yeah, but it's just not my soul place.
This is your happy place. Yeah. Like, it really is.
The difference is just incredible for me. So,
yeah,
this is really giving me more incentive to figure it out and get over here permanently. Get Stella over here. So if anybody knows any good ways to get a French bulldog from Australia to Scotland,
yeah,
please let me know, because I will fly that bitch business class with me or something. Like, I will do anything to bring her over here safely.
Oh my god. I honestly, Stella on a plane though, everyone would be dying.
She's just so beautiful.
She's so cute.
She's so beautiful. And I think she'd be okay, because she's pretty good at, like, she's pretty good in the car and stuff. And anyway, we're getting off topic. But yeah, so that's our life updates.
Yeah.
And a bit sad, but not permanent. We will figure it out.
And also, I feel like because Liv doesn't go back to Australia until the beginning of March.
May. I'm here till the 4th of May.
Yeah, so we're kind of just not even thinking about it until then as well. No. We're like, we're fine. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure you guys were in the loop and it wasn't like some horrible thing like looming over all of our heads and stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It is what it is. And
it is what it is.
We'll still be here. We're doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this Living Loose is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that's us done for the day. Again, so sorry this episode was late. So sorry we still haven't got our mic situation situated. But
honestly, thank you so much for bearing with us and supporting us anyway. Mm-hmm. It means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys could like, subscribe, leave reviews, download. That would be amazing.
Don't forget to download.
Yes, please.
But yeah, we love you guys, and we will go gather some stories to fill you in next week.
Love you. Bye. Bye.